In John chapter 6, Jesus said, "Have I not chosen you 12?" He did choose 12. 11 of these men that he chose were men of good character, but there was an exception. There was one of these men that did not have good character. I call him the character without character. And Jesus goes on to say, "And one of you is a devil." He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. So why did Jesus choose him as an apostle? Did he think Judas was a different man than he turned out to be? Was he caught off guard? Was he blindsided by Judas's betrayal? What a blow it must have been for Christ to bear when such betrayal came not from an enemy, but from one that he had chosen as an apostle and who had enjoyed the intimacy of his friendship for so long. It's not difficult to see a prophecy of Judas in the portrait that David painted of a deceitful friend. In Psalms chapter 55, David said, "It was not an enemy that reproached me, then I would have borne it. Neither was he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was you, a man mine equal, my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together. We walked into the house of God in company. The words of his mouth was smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords." Does not this sound like Judas? Was Jesus not aware of the character of Judas? And was he deceived as the rest of the apostles were? I don't think so. John tells us in chapter 6 and verse 64 that Jesus knew from the beginning, who should betray him. Jesus was not caught off guard. He was not blindsided by the kiss of betrayal. At the outset, let it be said, was not blindsided. He had seen it coming for a long time. It has been said that Judas Iscariot was chosen merely to be a traitor, as an actor might be chosen to play the part of an evil man. Such a theory is altogether contrary to the nature of Christ. To affirm that Jesus chose Judas to be a traitor is to make Jesus himself responsible for his own betrayal, an act that would exonerate Judas from all blame. What the scriptures do declare is that Jesus, as the omniscient one, knew what was in man, and therefore knew from the beginning who should betray him. From the hour Jesus first saw Judas and decided to include him as an apostle, knowing then all that would happen, why did Jesus prayerfully and deliberately elect Judas to his service? Why did he entrust him with all of his teachings and even send him out with the other chosen ones to preach, heal the sick, and cast out devils? Answers to such a question is not easy. No matter what explanation is given, we are left with the insolvable problem of evil and of divine omniscience, combined with human free will. This we do know, that Jesus made the choice. He did so because it was his own sovereign will to do so, because it was needful to fulfill Old Testament prophecies concerning every part of his life and mission. Knowing the end from the beginning, God was able to record what Judas would do centuries before he was born. All prophecies then relating to the betrayal prove the foresight of the Holy Ghost. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.